Now, we may come back to Brian, but I have a question for Fred. This is also from Bonnie Faulkner. Fred, you mentioned you invented the lethal injection, and you did it mention that it's a terrible way to die. She thus asks if you could just elaborate a bit on that. And, you're such an expert in these modes of execution, Fred. I know no one in your ballpark, even remotely. Can we hear you, Fred? You got to unmute.
Now, can you hear me?
You're good.
Okay. What is the question specifically?
The question is really just about, modes of, I think Bonnie was just concerned that you had devised a method that induced such a painful death. I think, do you have mixed feelings about it? Would you like to elaborate on these modes of asking? Are any of them humane? Fred, I used to think the guillotine was the most humane. And then I've learned you're still conscious for 7 or 8 minutes after your head's been lopped off your body. I mean, my God.
I would rather, if I was being executed, I'd rather be electrocuted. If it's done with the right voltages and the right times, I will pass out in 1/240th part of a second, and that's 24 times as fast as my nervous system can record the pain. So
Ah, very nice.
my body is going to be burned, but yeah, I'm not going to know it. Okay, as far as lethal injection goes, lethal injection in theory should work well, but there's too many problems that you have to deal with. Most of the people that are lethally injected are former drug users. They have collapsed vascular systems, and you can't get a catheter in the right place at the right time. They have to do IV cutdowns, which means they have to go into the carotid artery or they have to go into the groin to find a decent vein to get it into. But theoretically, I mean, we deliver, if we use the right chemicals, and they're not using the right chemicals any longer because there's a problem now with the European Union, they won't sell us sodium thiopental pentothal if we use it for executions. So as a result, what else can we do? Well, they don't, nobody wants to listen to me anymore, but I've told them, we need an anesthetic. The idiots are grinding up, they're grinding up sedative tablets, and you don't go to sleep with a sedative. It just takes the edge off your nervous situation. So we need to put the person to sleep. And I've said, Michael Jackson had the answer. He used propofol. So let's put our people to sleep using propofol. We still can use the pentronium bromide, which paralyzes the respiratory system so you can't breathe. And then the third chemical is potassium chloride, which depolarizes the ha heart muscle. So you die. You have to have heart death in order for a person to be executed because that's the only death that's recognized by the law. So as I say, the problem is they nobody's using the right chemicals anymore, and they're torturing people to death. Now, on the other side of the coin, and it's also the same thing as people say, what about firing squad? It's fast. No, it isn't, because the average guard that's on the team that's shooting you, they're not good shots. So there's no guarantee that that's going to work. Electrocution is certainly the fastest, and it'll put me away if you use the right voltages and the right times. Now, as far as the gas chamber, that's a major issue because it's a terrible way to die. You're suffocating, and you can't even get a drop of air into you because the body suffocates because there's no place in the blood for oxygen to be carried. So if I suffocate you, you're gonna be breathing, at least lasting for a while, because you've got blood already in, you've got oxygen in your blood. But that doesn't happen with that. The minute you breathe the cyanide, it bonds with the blood, and it dis the cyanide destroys the hemoglobin in the blood, so it can no longer bond with anything else. So as a result, you wind up with no oxygen and carbon monoxide in your body, and you die. But it takes 8 to 10 minutes, and it's a terrible way to die. So I certainly that I consider the worst way. And of course, as you said, the guillotine, that's terrible because your head is sitting there looking at the executioner for 10 minutes until you finally your brain stops working.
It's unbelievable. And I used to think it was so humane. The Green Mile, of course, Fred, shows an electrocution where he didn't saturate the sponge, and it's just grotesque what happens there. We just stumbled over it again the other night, flipping through, watching, for a show to check out. Go
Let
ahead.
me comment on the Green Mile because Stephen King did not do his research properly. A dry sponge would simply mean no connection, and the person would just sit there and nothing would happen.
Ah,
That's the problem here.
great point, Fred. Wow.
So as a result, they made a whole movie on that, and people think that the dry sponge is the problem. But I dealt with that situation with Jesse Tafaro in Florida when I went down and I stopped executions for 7 months down there. And the situation down there was they used defective electrodes, they used too little voltage. And according to Ohm's law, when the voltage goes down, the current goes up. Current generates heat. And what happened with the Faro, it melted the solder on the electrode. And when it did that, the electrode came apart. There was a burn on the top of his head, a burn on the side of his head, and a burn on his cheek. And that clearly says that the electrode came apart. The state quickly threw the electrode away and they found an old one and they said, here's the electrode. I said, that's not the electrode. The electrode melted and came apart. So, but that was a terrible way for Jesse DeFaro to die. I think they boiled his blood before he died because the voltage was too low. And
Oh my.
that's the problem now with, as I mentioned earlier, I put a complete system in for Tennessee, but they had it modified so the voltage is too low. That could happen. The only difference is that I use large electrodes. My electrodes aren't soldered. I use in the helmet, I use thrust washers that when you tighten it up, it forces the metal against the metal. And between executions, you can unscrew it. Sand it or use a piece of steel wool on it and put it back together again. Never use anything that's going to melt when you're doing the execution. But they've reduced the voltage down to 500 volts. It should be at 1500 volts. So it causes more current to rise and it's going to get it. It's going to take a longer time for the man to pass out. So it's probably going to hurt. They're probably going to boil his blood, but that's what they do all the time down in Florida because the fellow who designed the system, his name is Lee Weickert. He died a few years ago. He's an electrical engineer, but he thinks that execution should hurt.